Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And today's programme features a fairly recent 4-CD set issued by Sub Rosa, which is called An Anthology of Chinese Experimental Music. But I thought I'd start the programme, actually, with something from the past, which is of a 10-inch LP, which I bought maybe 20 years ago, and I've never really played it very much, so this seemed to be a good opportunity. And this is the old Chinese music, folk instrumental music, and goes by the title Victory News Spreads Through Mountain Villages. And this, in fact, is the title track. Victory News Spreads Through Mountain Villages. And, of course, the next track is called Tachai, which is the name of a commune brigade, which is setting the pace in Chinese agriculture. There's no date on this, but I remember buying the record from a shop called Ganghua, I think it was, on Gerrard Street, one of those shops that used to sell all the sort of Maoist propaganda, little red books and Chinese jackets, Maoist jackets and so on. And also this. So this will eventually lead into the first track on the Chinese contemporary music CD issued by Sub Rosa. More details to follow.
Thank you.
Well, that track is by Hong Keel, a sound experimental addict. I've sort of faded that out for a bit because it's quite a long track. And Hong Keel runs a sound art label called Brainwave Communication, schemed and managed the Brainwave Communication Series festivals. Members of Noi Shanghai performed at 2PI Music Festival and Get It Louder 2007. This is from... There's a little booklet that comes with this 4CD set. And in it, it explains, many international record companies and CD stores in the West occasionally dump excess inventory of unsaleable or surplus CDs by selling them to developing countries as recyclable plastic. Many of them are clipped with an electric saw, thus the name Daku, D-A-K-O-U, to make a hole, but many are not. In the early 90s, these ended up for sale on the streets in China, and the selection consisted of almost everything from recent surplus rock and pop to 70s has-beens, classical music, free jazz, etc. When the DVD players and DVD movie phenomenon appeared, the black market industry immediately jumped onto it. And because of not knowing what's good and bad and what's commercial and what's absolutely non-commercial, they started making pirate copies of everything. Thus, China became an incredible place where one could easily get very cheap copies of anything, including the most rare experimental art films ever made. One could find collected works of Andy Warhol or Stan Brakhage or Leni Riefenstahl next to Disney or James Bond. And consumers, hungry for anything that is new, were buying and watching everything just because it was affordable and it was new. Probably an average Chinese person saw more experimental, cutting-edge cinema than most well-educated people in the West. The Chinese underground rock and punk movements were in large part built on and influenced by, from one side, what was considered unsaleable trash in the West, and from the other side, easy access to culture, like movies that were very hard to find in the West. This is quite extreme in itself. And the first wave of China's underground rock and punk scene seemed to be angry and politically motivated. And so it goes on. But it seems that there was quite a level of influence from people like Otomo Yoshihide and other people who went to mainland China and sort of helped to foster the new wave of Chinese music.
Люблю 18-е столетие, время гениальных людей, хороших манер.
Я готов допустить, что так оно и было.
Впредь не возражайте мне.
Не буду.
А где же царица? Исчезла. Россия похожа на театр. Театр?
Будьте осторожны, будьте осторожны.
А я, кажется, знаю, где мы находимся. Важный господин чиновник. Какие они у вас важные, судя, не отставай.
Я и не отстаю. Мне кажется, мы очень громко разговариваем.
Ставьте, они совершенно глухие. Я осторожно. Я даже никого не задел. Театр. Какие актеры, а? Какие костюмы.
Фернандо,
от меня спасибо, господа, спасибо. Они меня не видят, не видят. Просто Ватикан! Сударь, мы же в Ватикане, а? Рельефы, это они нарисованы, да. Натуральное изображение. Смотрите, орнаменты сделаны, кажется, по эскизам Рафаэля. Так, так?
Эскизом Рафаэля. Ну, это не Ватикан, много лучше, это Петербург.
Копируете? Даже начальство не доверяет вашим художникам. Ах, как русские умеют все хорошо скопировать. А почему?
Отцы, хазунурамен, но суп.
Потому что собственных идей нет. Ваше начальство не хочет, чтобы у вас были
сущности.
В сущности, и ваше начальство, и все вы, ну, ленивы, сударь, ленивы.
Ленивы.
А вот там располагалась галерея изящных искусств, а правильно?
Там выше.
В ней находилось 111 картин итальянских мастеров. Правда, не самых.
Не самых. Но большинство русских царей вообще-то были русофилы.
Там тепло.
малый итальянский просвет.
Малый итальянский просвет.
А что это за люди, а? Какого они сословия-то, эти люди?
Вы видите эту чашу?
А, вижу. А вокруг ампир.
А вот торшеры Воронихина.
Торшеры Воронихина. Ампир. Я не способен восхищаться ампиром. Весьма глупый стиль, да?
May I ask you a personal question?
У вас вошел в моду, стал национальным стилем, ущерб своей самобытности.
Вы воевались Наполеоном, а не
Санкт-Петербургом. А? Что? А? Что это за... Запад такой?
Скажите, интересно, а вы давно в Петербурге?
Да, час назад как появился.
Ну что,
что за...
Сюда, в Эрмитаж,
а да, у меня были особенные причины. Да, вас интересует сама красота или вот просто представление об этой красоте?
Ну, здесь, честно говоря, просто отдыхаюсь.
А каким
образом? Вы знаете, сегодня мы с Олегом Константиновичем пришли сюда
за формалин.
Олег, за формалин.
Мы же пришли, я не подписал. Замечательная картина. Идем, видим. Это наши
люди здесь, за
маркиз. Вот, понимаете, рождение Иоанна.
Listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM, and this week we've played a handful of tracks from an anthology of Chinese experimental music, an overview of experimental and non-academic music in China, which features 48 artists from within the Chinese area of influence, not to be confused with what I'm playing at the moment, which is Tachai's Bumper Harvest, which is the name of a commune brigade setting the pace in Chinese agriculture, perhaps about 30 years ago. And I suppose the interesting though it is, you could at least say that this is distinctly Chinese, whereas the avant-garde anthology sounds distinctly like a lot of other avant-garde music from around the world, and could be criticised for being somewhat, I don't know what you call it, homogenous or something. So, the choice is yours. Is it Victory News Spreads Through the Mountain, or the next track?
Yeah! Yeah.